Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am because we made it and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's get to our contestant. It is John from Columbia City. John, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, dudes.
Good morning. And Steve, on that note, you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, John will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's rock.
What is the imaginary line the Earth spins on called?
Pass.
How many months have 31 days?
234.
No. Rob Van Winkle is more commonly known by what name?
Oh, God, Vanilla Ice.
It is. What is the second highest mountain on Earth?
It's not Everest, is it?
No.
Pass.
What is the name of the dragon in The Hobbit?
Pass.
Feta and Manchego cheeses are made from which animal's milk?
Goat.
No.
Sheep?
Yes. What do you call an angle that is less than 90 degrees?
Acute?
Yes. The highest paid college football coach is Kirby Smart. What team does he coach for?
Kirby Smart. LSU?
No.
Florida?
No.
Auburn?
No. Which famous European structure was only supposed to stand for 20 years?
Eiffel Tower?
Yes. Who was originally set to direct the movie Interstellar?
I'm going to say Martin Scorsese.
No. John, you got 4 correct.
Oh, great.
I like the enthusiasm there.
You're right on.
Steve is back in the building.
Yeah.
But is he ready?
All right.
What is the imaginary line the Earth spins on called?
Oh, that's the equator.
No.
Oh. The North Pole.
No.
The line of tranquility.
No. How many months have 31 days?
How many months? 7.
Yes. Rob Van Winkle is more commonly known by what name?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Vanilla Ice.
Yes. What is the second highest mountain on Earth?
Second highest mountain on Earth. Mount Rainier.
No.
Everest.
No.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
No. What is the name of the dragon in The
Hobbit?
Mount
Fuji?
No.
Name of the dragon. Angry.
No.
Puff.
No.
Godzilla.
No. Feta and Manchego cheeses are made from which animal's milk?
Goat.
No.
Cow.
No.
Sheep.
Yes. Ooh. What do you call an angle that is less than 90 degrees?
I believe it's not cute.
It is. The highest paid college football coach is Kirby Smart. What team does he coach for?
I don't know. Texas?
No.
Oklahoma?
No.
Alabama?
No. Which famous European structure was only supposed to stand for 20 years?
Eiffel Tower?
That's right.
Yes.
And with that, Steve, you get 5 correct, oh which God. Is a victory.
Let's go.
5-4.
What a close one.
Sorry, John. Next time, my
Good
friend.
Yeah.
You too, my friend.
You're sampling the best.
I love how highly you think of yourself with these songs you play when you win, Steve.
They're songs of inspiration. What, do you want me to listen to, like, sad songs?
I don't know how neither of you knew that the imaginary line the Earth spins on is the axis.
Duh.
Oh. Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
The second highest mountain on Earth is K2.
Uh-huh.
I hope I'm even pronouncing this right. The name of the dragon in The Hobbit, is it's Smaug, S-M-A-U-G? Smaug?
I mean, Smag? I would have gotten it right, so I'll say yes, you're right.
Kirby Smart coaches the Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay.
And one that you did not get to, who was originally set to direct the movie Interstellar?
Spielberg?
Yes.
Okay.
But you still had a great victory there, Steve. Congratulations. If people want to check out the Rock Shop, we have a brand new t-shirt in there. It is called the I Beat Migs t-shirt. Not required that you beat him in order to order it. So go check it out at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
It is simple question time, so call us now, 206-803-ROCK. It is a very simple question that we must ask, but you have to call so that we can ask it. 206-803-ROCK, we will take your calls after Nirvana. According to some recent data, tourism in Seattle is back. A big recovery after the COVID pandemic. This is the King 5 report on it.
New data from Visit Seattle shows more visitors are coming to the Pacific Northwest. In 2024, Seattle and King County saw an estimated 40 million visitors, up more than 5% from the year before. There was also a record in spending. In 2024, tourists spent a whopping $8.8 billion
Damn.
More than before the pandemic.
Let's go, Seattle.
This leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we start with Danny in South Seattle. Danny, where would you tell a tourist to go? What is a must-see attraction in the Pacific Northwest?
Yo, what's up, guys? Man, I always think it's cool to just go on, like, a ferry, even if it's just yes. to, like, Bainbridge Island, you know?
That's what I would say.
But yeah, right? Because then you get to go on the water, you get a good view. But, hey, my daughter, she listens to the show every day with me on the way to school. She just wants to say hi.
Hi, daughter!
What's your name?
My name is Joji.
What was that? I'm sorry.
My name is Joji.
Hey. Hey. And how old are you?
7.
And what's your favorite part about your dad?
I don't.
Perfect timing for Mother's Day.
Thanks, Danny. Rock
you rock,
on.
Danny.
206-803-ROCK. Our simple question to David on Kamano Island. Where would you tell a tourist to go? That must-see attraction in the PNW.
Am I on the line?
You are.
Oh, rock and roll.
Yeah.
I like the beach. Gosh, there's so many beaches around here. I love the beaches. There's so many things to explore. There's trails. And it's just the great Northwest. Trees and owls and birds and the wildlife. Everything. I don't know.
No, okay. I mean, I would look at you a little strange if I said, hey, I'm a tourist here. What should I check out? You're like, go check out the owls. I'm like, what?
They're like currently hanging out in my backyard right now.
But I always forget there are a bunch of like little small beaches. Like I remember when we took our engagement photos, I think it was like Dash Point.
Oh, yeah.
That beach is freaking cool. I never even knew it existed until we took those pictures. And then, of course, you got to go with West Seattle because you get that great view of the skyline.
Just magical. If you have a little extra time, though. I always tell people, like, go check out Mount Rainier. Get down there. I mean, it's, like, for people that haven't seen a mountain that massive before, it's pretty legendary.
I just say go look at all the great crackheads in Pioneer Square. Oh, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're a massive music fan, but could you name after a song after only hearing a second of its hook? Prove it to us, and we will hook you up with Cypress Hill tickets. They're coming to Marymore Park on August 31st, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have Cypress Hill tickets on the line, and that show's coming to Marymore Park on August 31st. It is Michael from Mukilteo playing the game Hook or Shook today. What's up, Michael?
Not much. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing just fine, man. We're going to spin this wheel and see who you will be blessed to play with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Right now it's leaning toward T-Dog. Back on to me. Will it stay on Migsy? Let's find out. Eminem, baby. Michael and Migs.
All right, all Michael. Right. Here is your clip.
I don't know. That one's kind of tough. That might be Cypress Hill and Thin the Breeze. Yeah.
So funny when you said we were going to give away these tickets to Cypress Hill. I almost went, crazy insane, got no brain.
What a jam. All right, Michael made that so easy.
Ooh, I think the last time I saw them might have been when they did Board This, when I worked at the end, or Board Stiff. I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was at Snoqualmie Falls, or at the snow resort. And they performed outside, and it was so awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Michael, you've done your part. Now it's Migs' turn. Here we go.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
No, I can't. I'll never screw that one up. This is fantastic. Shout out to my man, Everlast. He's still alive. I don't know why I looked in the sky like if something happened. House of Pain, Jump Around. So get down to seat
and jump around.
All right. In. Let me begin. I came to win. That don't mean that's a sin.
We should start a hip-hop group.
Yeah.
T-Dog. I know we've heard Meg sing before.
I mean, we use the term sing very loosely around these parts, Michael.
Michael, now that you say that, no, we should not start a rap group.
Congratulations. You got those Cypress Hill tickets, man. We'll see you at the show.
All right. Thank you very much.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, please give us a call now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Stone Temple Pilots.
T-Dog and Migsy with DJ Danny V. Yeah.
Dropping an album later this year. All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Justin Hayward at the Pantages Theater on May 13th. So call now if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. earlier this morning, we were talking about Seattle tourism and how it's apparently booming right now.
Billions of dollars.
Billions upon billions. So we wanted to hear from the Rockaholics on some tourism suggestions. Daniel and Fife, you would like to weigh in on this.
Good morning.
What's up, Daniel?
So when lots of things are up. So what I normally suggest tourists do is come back in mid-September for all of the beautiful fall coloring. It doesn't matter where you go, you will see it throughout this wonderful state of ours.
Yeah, you're like one of those people that likes going to a tulip festival.
He's talking about the fall.
I know, but he likes looking at flowers and colors.
I do agree with him, though. Like, driving
you're going to tell somebody who comes to town, like, let's just say, like, a good friend from the East Coast. It's like, hey, Taryn, I'm in town. What should I go check out? You're going to say, let's go check out the leaves?
If they were going to be there in the fall, what I would tell them to do is do a little road trip, drive over Stevens Pass, go to Leavenworth, and enjoy the fall colors. When you get there, have some Oktoberfest shenanigans. It's perfect, Steve.
It's called foliage.
Okay, that too.
I want you to know that.
I can't believe you're crapping on our fall colors.
I know.
Well, you want to go, you're going to go to Leavenworth to look at the fall colors.
This is my favorite time of the year.
Oh, yeah, this is Spooky Boy over here.
Oranges, reds. Oh, so pretty.
I would recommend to tell someone to go to Leavenworth, be like, dude, there's some great beers, awesome pretzels. Like, you're going to have a great time. Awesome hat store. The last thing I'm going to say is be sure to check out the leaves.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So you don't enjoy the scenery? You don't enjoy the environment around you?
I mean, I could give or take it. I don't care. I'm not like that. Doesn't change my feeling of where I'm living. Like, I'm like, man, I love living in the Pacific Northwest because look at that beautiful, vibrant green leaf.
Wow. That is like core reason that I love where I live is because of how beautiful our foliage is, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny, for foliage.
Okay, Steve, then where are you going to send somebody on their tourism?
You know, I would probably like take, I don't know, go to Portland, check out the Acropolis. No, I'm kidding.
The great colors there.
There is some beautiful foliage there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Like, I'm the worst at that, to be honest with you. I don't want to do any touristy things.
So you don't say, like, go to Pike Place Market?
I mean, I would be, but in my head, I'd be like, just punch yourself in the face for telling someone to do that. Like, that's such a predictable thing to tell people to do. Go to the Gum Wall, you know, go to Space Needle. It's pretty cool.
Well, I would also say San Juan Islands, but you've never even been there.
No, but we're talking about maybe going there.
We're talking about maybe going there? Yeah. Wow. You should check out the fall foliage on your way up on the ferry boat.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just that's not going to be the thing that I would be like, you absolutely have to go check out the beautiful nature.
So you don't think there's anything that people absolutely have to do when they're here?
When they're here, leave.
Oh,
as quickly as possible.
This guy, so much positive energy for the PNW from our friend Steve Miggs.
I'm just salty right now because of all this leaf talk.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I love the leaves.
Yeah?
Yeah. Really
do you ever pile them up and jump in them?
Hell yeah.
Do you
the
really?
Best. Absolutely.
I mean, I would watch Tatum do that. That'd be adorable, but I don't know if I really want to see.
Says the guy who jumps around in spandex. He's going to shame me for jumping in a pile of leaves.
Yes. 100% yes. I get paid to jump around in my spandex. Who's giving you money to jump into a leaf? Nobody.
Just one leaf.
One singular leaf.
And I hope a rock's underneath it.
Wow.
I'm kidding. I'm joking. I love you.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
No, they got me stumped, though. I can't think of a single thing that I would tell somebody to go do other than, like, eat at certain places.
That's a great thing to tell somebody to do.
I know there's fantastic food here from all the different types of, like, sushi and seafood and all the other places that you can enjoy. But, like, I'm trying to think of, like, something that would be, like Snoqualmie Falls.
That's
nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have you, just even going down to the pier, go up on the big wheel, do Wings Over Washington.
What, Danny?
You're just, even you saying, like, just go down, you just have such this disgust in your face.
Well, because it's just not really, I feel like I'd be lying to them. But I feel like that's like the thing that people tell people to do is like go outside and enjoy the outdoors. I'd rather be like, just come over to my house. We'll just get some food and we'll watch some shows.
Oh,
it'll be a blast.
God.
Enjoy the air conditioning.
Yes. Danny, what would you suggest someone go do?
Oh, Alki for sure.
Alki's a good place.
Yeah, I like Alki.
Danny's got a good suggestion.
He's finally feeling inspired by the PNW.
Someone said, what I'm hearing is Steve lives in the Pacific Northwest, yet he's never experienced it. Adam and Everett.
There's still time. You can you know, get yourself out to the San Juans. You can do those things.
Or maybe one day we should map out a bunch of touristy things that I should do, and you guys make me do them.
And all along the way, you're going to take stickers and like, you know, like the new I Beat Migs stickers that we just had the other day. You can put an I Beat Migs sticker up all along the way on like a telephone pole, you know, make your mark.
Oh,
yeah, like breadcrumbs. Like, show people where you've been.
Yeah. Don't encourage this behavior.
The Daily Mix Show.
Happy New Pope Week, everyone. We have a new pope. But how does the new pope affect the Seattle Seahawks? There is a full-on news report about why it does, and you're going to hear it at 9:50. Pope Leo XIV was elected yesterday. And according to King 5 News, this could have a very significant local impact on our football team.
The Catholic Church named the new leader, electing Chicago-born Robert Prevost as the next pope. He will go by the name Leo XIV. A new pope picked by the Cardinals could mean more glory for the Seahawks. In 2005, Pope Benedict XVI was named to lead the church. The Hawks went to the team's first Super Bowl the ensuing season. In 2013, Pope Francis gets the nod from the Cardinals to lead the Catholics, and Seattle went to its second Super Bowl, defeating the Broncos for the team's first Super Bowl win. So now with a new pope in charge, the 12s won all the smoke, the white smoke, with the hope of going to another big game.
Coincidence? I think not.
Could quite possibly be the dumbest way to connect it to the Seahawks. But, you know, they're going down that road. But we actually heard from our Pope, our brand new Pope Leo, about the Seattle Seahawks. So I don't know if you wanted to hear it.
I do.
You do? Okay. Well, let's check in with the Pope and see what he's thinking.
These Seahawks, you gotta be kidding me. As Pope, I block better than Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold is a quarterback? What the f***? Oops, excuse me, what the flock? But who am I to talk? I'm a Bears fan, and that's even more embarrassing. At least you guys had a Super Bowl parade this century. We're still out there baptizing quarterbacks and praying one of them walks on the turf instead of water.
That is embarrassing.
Go Hawks.
A woman was ordered to pay her kid $2,000, and it's all because of an egg. They are expensive these days. We're going to tell you why during the Daily Migs download after Stained.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And just in the nick of time, Ryan Castle struts in.
I almost missed it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Just, you know, doing work stuff. Stupid job getting in the way of my stupid fun.
Doing the job stuff.
Doing the job stuff. Somebody around here has to do it.
I mean, that makes one of the four of us.
Hey, good morning.
The DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. The Who. Have you ever seen The Who live, Ryan?
The Mongolian band The Who? Yes, twice.
Okay. You know what?
That was really bad. I have
seen The Who. I mean, pieces of The Who. I think it was just Pete Townsend and Daltrey at that point.
I mean, it's really all that's left the original guys.
Yeah, I did not see the Keith Moon Who because he passed away when I was, but still not using the big boy potty, I think.
Oh, Keith Moon Who. I wish I could go back in time to see that.
Oh, version. For sure.
That was a chaos for on sure. stage. Like, yeah. He's getting punched by Pete Townsend.
I wish I was old enough to party with them. Oh. I'd park a car in a pool with you,
Keith. I was going to say, did he drive his car in a pool?
100%. Well, legend. Effing legend.
I don't know if he's going to be doing... I don't think the members of The Who are going to be doing that anytime soon. And also, they're going to be done touring pretty soon because they're doing the Song Is Over tour. It all begins on August 16th. And after this tour, they are done. Roger Daltrey is 81 years old. Pete Townsend, 80. So they just want to do one more tour. One last chance for fans to see them live.
I think they have one night in Vancouver, BC, and one night in Seattle. So if you are, like, from this area...
Do you know where? Is it Climate Pledge or is it a stadium?
I can't remember what I read, but I think it's the 23rd. It's up in Vancouver, and the 25th, it is here in Seattle.
And, you know, just based on experience and history, you know, it's usually a lot of guest appearances during the Seattle show with The Who.
Yeah, I have a feeling that maybe somebody that rhymes with Schmetty Schmetter might show up.
That was great.
There's a woman in Sweden who was convicted of harassment and was ordered to pay her daughter $2,000 after cracking an egg on her head for a TikTok prank. Have you seen these TikTok pranks?
They're so stupid.
I mean, they've been circulating for like the last several months, but this mom was just saying, you know, it was a harmless joke. It was just supposed to be fun, but they said it was humiliating for the daughter and degrading to film it and then share it online.
Who sued her? The daughter?
Who knows?
Yeah. The egg company?
Maybe.
Who gets the $2,000? The daughter?
Yeah.
For her pain and suffering.
I need to start suing my mom.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched a bunch of those videos and I laughed, but I was like, I'll never do that to my kid.
She could start billing you back for all the money you owe her from over the years.
Hey, exciting news for those that are just hoping to get a little bit closer to an In-N-Out restaurant. In-N-Out Burger, they just started construction. It's progressing over in the Ridgefield area. So they're hoping that they'll be opening sometime mid-June or anywhere between mid-June and mid-July. It's right off of I-5 near Costco and McDonald's. And it's going to have a covered patio, some parking, of course. A very big, large drive-thru, which is important because you know that it's going to be insane when that place opens.
The line will be very long.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I think the one, it's down in Kaiser, Oregon, I think I waited 45 minutes one time.
Yeah, I went to that one. Trick is go inside. It's faster.
Every time we go two times, I say every time, like we go all the time. The two times we went, the drive-thru was insane. Walk in, no line.
Yeah, no sweat.
Fantastic.
A 47-year-old Florida man. Why is it always Florida? A Florida man was recently gored by a bison while visiting Yellowstone National Park.
Let me guess, he got too close to the bison.
Yes, Ryan says that he got too close for the bison's comfort, and he did sustain some minor injuries. They're investigating the incident, but it's the first reported bison injury of 2025, so congratulations, Florida.
Imagine being a family watching that happen. I think I would be that dad to look at my kid like, see, Tatum, that's why you don't get too close.
Video. I saw one when I was hiking in Yellowstone, and I gave that thing about a 50-yard wide berth.
They say you're supposed to keep 25 yards away. That seems like too close for my comfort.
Oh, fairness, the 47-year-old apparently cracked an egg over the bison's head.
And he owes him $2,000 now.
Yeah, he does. The bison was very upset. Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 67 degrees, it's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. The Mariners at home over at T-Mobile Park taking on the Blue Jays, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.